When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Here we are, our last break of the day, guys. And it's been a good day.
Yes.
What a
Thank
day.
You, everybody.
What a
yeah,
day.
And thanks to our audience. We have such a loyal, lovely audience. Love them so much. Thank you.
Funny
and,
show today. Funny.
And thank you. Yes. And thank you guys for joining us every day. And Steve, you have some closing?
Yeah. You know, Junior had asked me at the top of the show. Junior, do you remember your question at the top of the show? Exactly how you asked it.
You ever get tired of being the chosen one?
Do I ever get tired of being the chosen one? You know, that's a question that a lot of people have to grapple with. Because the chosen one doesn't mean you're famous or well off. There's nothing to do with that. It is the position that you've been elevated to that has you as the one that people call upon, that people rely on, that people depend on. You're the fixer in your family. You're usually the first one to ever make it out. You're the first one to gain position down at the company. You're the first person with the title, the first person with the college degree, the first person to become successful, the first one in your family to open a business. Once you have separated yourself from what's called the norm, there are some people who will consider you different and special. And you are. You are. And because of this, you become the target for everybody's wants, needs. You know, all of a sudden you become an expert on advice. All of a sudden, you become the go-to person for answers. You become the go-to person for money. You become the go-to person to problem solve. You just get that moniker. You get tagged with it. And you become the chosen one. Now, there are levels to it, of course, but you are it. Now, once you are it, you have to understand something. What makes me grateful about being the chosen one is that I have discovered something in my life. The Bible says that he will make you the lender and not the borrower. That's one of the promises of God. Now, you think about that for a second. With all the times you get tired of people coming to you for money, ain't you glad you ain't the one that's got to go to somebody for money? I would rather be the lender than the borrower. I would rather be the person who helps people with their problems than the one that's always got a problem. Because in being the chosen one, you've obviously learned how to problem solve quite well. You've handled conflict resolution quite well. You have managed to become a person who knows how to perform under pressure. You are a person who is prone to action as opposed to reaction. So you're the chosen one. Do I get tired of being the chosen one? Absolutely. But here's the problem with being the chosen one, y'all. You don't get to not be the chosen one. You don't get to give it back. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. You don't get to take the crown off. You just don't get to. It's a practice, but it's what you worked for. It's what you've earned. It's what you've deserved to be in your life. So get your head up, put your knuckles in your lower back, bend your knees, brace up, and deal with it. Because it is what it is. And it's not going to change. And for it to change, you would have to no longer be you. Now, are you willing to give up that? Are you willing to give back all the blessings God has given you? All the means, all the opportunities, all the grace and favor, And the answer to that is no. So wear your crown proudly. You are the chosen one. And deal with it. Is it hard? Yes. But guess what's also hard? It's also hard not being the chosen one. I would rather be extraordinary than ordinary. That's just me. Now, there's nothing wrong with being ordinary. Please don't get me wrong. I know some beautiful ordinary people. Some of my best friends are what's called ordinary people. But that ain't my path. That ain't my walk. My walk was different, and yours is different. There are no people who have the exact same footprints in the sand. You can try to replicate somebody's footsteps, but I got news for you. That ain't your path. And stop looking at somebody else wanting that for you, because that ain't what it is. Do you know something? Comparison is the greatest thief of joy. If you want to feel not joyful, start comparing yourself. If I looked at how much money Magic Johnson made versus what I make, I could go somewhere and get sad about that. Or Tyler Perry made versus what I made, I could go get sad. Robert Smith makes more than me, I could go get sad. I can't tell how many people make more than me. I could go somewhere and get sad, but I'm not. This is my walk. This is my path. It's okay where I am. And you got to be okay with where you are. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Again, comparison is the greatest thief of joy. If you want to make yourself feel bad today, start comparing yourself to everybody that's got more. You finna have a bad day. Gratitude affects your attitude, which is in direct correlation with your altitude. Remember that. It's okay to be the chosen one. It's okay. You'll do just fine that way. You can't be nothing else. And you don't get to give it back. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you. Y'all stay in peace now.
Necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.